This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's upset you now?
I mean, for what was initially, at least, supposed to be something that made life easier, the level of memory required now when ordering anything online is just too much.
Go on.
Like, you buy tickets for a gig. Have you already got an account? I don't know. Possibly. So you're then in a situation where you either have to go, yes, I've got an account, and fill it in and guess the password, or you have to go, no, I haven't got an account, and then you go to fill in, like, to set up an account, and then it goes, an account with this email address already exists, and now you've got to go back to the beginning, and you've got to fucking do it all again, and you've got to remember.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, why now have all of these websites not got the, would you like to complete this order as a guest? Always, I would like to.
I know. Yes.
I don't want to be a member. It's not the fucking Groucho Club. Oh, are you a member? Oh, we're members of the club. Oh, get exclusive emails said that you're never going to read sent to your email account because you're a member of the club. It's like, oh, man. And then it's, we need to just check this is you. Would you like us to text you on your phone? Oh, I don't know where my phone is. I've got to go and find my phone now. And then you come back in and it's like, oh, these tickets were only held for 5 minutes. I've had that. It's taken me so long to sort out getting into the thing that by the time I've got in, the tickets are gone. It's not Challenge Annika. Right, okay. We're going to tell your neighbour that you are trying to log in. Could you just pop round and get him to verify that you are actually who you say you are? Oh, mate, forget it.
Oh, God. It just... Do you know what? This has been made so much harder for me by the fact that I've got an email address that is now defunct. It's extinct. So I've got so many
of those
that I can't get into now because the email address that I used to join that membership is now gone. So now when they go, if you forgot your password, we want to send you the new password. You can't send me the new password. I don't kind of figuratively live there anymore in that email address. It doesn't exist. So what do I do? Who do I talk to? Hello, can I speak to Jeff Bezos, please? Hi, mate. Yeah, hi, Jeff. Sorry, that email address is gone. Like, what do I do?
None of them have got any customer services that you can actually speak to a person.
Paul. This can fuck off. When they bring up... Have you ever had this? When they bring up, like, a talk to our amazing sort of help staff assistant thing, the box comes up. And they pretend that you're talking to a human. It's a fucking robot. Yeah. Say it's a robot. Why are you pretending it's a woman? Oh, hi, I'm Lizzie. How can I help you? You're not fucking Lizzie. You're a bot.
That's what you should reply with.
You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course
about?
I know what you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fuck is that? I'm getting fucking catfished by Ticketmaster. What is this?
Mate. Have you seen this as well? I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like Tesco's. Have I spoken to you about this before? They're not. So you now have to. So you go in. And Tesco's used to have quite a lot of sort of offers. So it would be like 3 bars of chocolate. What they're normally 80p a bar.
You would know about the offers, wouldn't you?
I love a deal. Yeah, and this is why this has annoyed me more so. So it used to be like chocolate bars are 80p. I like Reese's. I like American chocolate. Right, you know, like the Hershey's chocolate, the Reese's Nutrageous bar. So you'll go in there and it's like, would you like one of these? 85?
What a wanker.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I love American chocolate. Oh, I forgot how cool you are.
Oh, says the high prince of French film. God, here he is. I don't actually watch TV. I like to read philosophy books. Yeah, I like American chocolate. I had a good holiday in Florida one time and it takes me back there. Sorry for wanting to be happy. You sat in a darkened room watching some fucking art house film in black and white with subtitles, trying to make yourself more miserable. I like to try and make myself happy. It doesn't often work because unfortunately I know you, but I try. So, they'll have these things like 85p for a Reese's Nutrageous bar or...
Touché.
Three for £1.20. Fantastic. Now, they've basically made it so that these offers are only available to Club Card, and it's basically throughout the shop. It's like New York cheesecake. I don't know why everything has all of a sudden become American confectionery. Bad example.
God.
Marmite.
Trying to get a green card. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This okay, Marmite, £1.25. You're like, oh, brilliant, that's cheap. And then you get closer and it will say Club Card deal only. So I've now had to get a Club Card. I don't want a Club Card. Again, I don't want to be, it's like, oh, are you a Club Card member? It's like, oh, mate, I'm not coming here to get judged. I've come in here to buy some fucking chocolate and now it's like, are you a Club Card member? Now you're making me feel inadequate. And but the deals are so far spread throughout the shop, it's like, do you want your shopping to be £20 or £40? Well, obviously £20. So I'm going to have to join up. I don't know why they want everyone to join so much. There's definitely something sinister going on. There's more to this than meets the eye. Why do you want us to join this so much that you are prepared to put these quite amazing offers on?
I always think that.
I don't know what they're up to.
What are you getting from this?
But what are they getting from it?
That's what I mean.
It's like you can pay £2.50 for this or £1.20 if you give us your email address. What? Why? What are you getting from this?
They're selling the data, aren't they?
Who to? American confectionery company. This guy loves a fucking Reese's Nutrageous bar.
I never understand that. I always, you know, when people get like worked up about Facebook knowing what computer game you like. I don't really give a fuck. If you've joined Tesco's Club Card thing so you can get your American pineapple, right? And then you find out in the papers that they've released your data to companies so that you're going to get a text message once a month. Where do you stand on that?
But do you know this? And I don't know, have I said this to you before? That like these kind of shopping websites, the algorithms and stuff, they know, like, they will know a woman is pregnant before the woman does, based on their kind of, like, searches and stuff.
Whoa! Hang on a second.
That's what I've heard.
I did not know I was talking to a flat earther. What are you talking?
That's what they say, like, based on their kind of search, like, the stuff that they start searching for.
This is when you start going mental, Paul. When you start saying sentences like, that's what they say. They? Fucking who's they? What are you talking about?
Oh, no! I've gone!
What are you talking about? Did you know that they'll know that she's pregnant before she does? What are you talking about?
But that's what they say, isn't it? It's like
data
harvesting, and then they can kind of...
If she's Googling, like, oh, you know, I'm throwing up, does that mean I'm pregnant? Then she's kind of, you know, she's suggesting that that might be the case. So she thinks that it might be the
but
case.
But they reckon that it's based on what they're buying and stuff like that, that they can sort of...
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it's like, oh, that she seems to be buying more like chocolate and ice cream.
So someone said to me a couple of years ago, they'll be able to know when you're hungover. I'm like, well, that's not difficult. Every day. That doesn't impress me. So we can tell when Paul McCaffrey is hungover. Yes, every morning. It is sinister. It's kind of like they're good at, you know, studying data and going, oh, this person is...
I don't give a shit.
You know, this person, the bigger...
I don't give a shit.
Well, no, I'm a dyer, really.
When I'm like on Instagram and it comes up and it says, like, do you want tickets to see this show? And it knows that because I've been listening to the song. Brilliant. Go into my data. Hack away. If it means that I'm going to get to go and see the shows I want to see, to buy the films I want to buy. This is fantastic. What the fuck is everyone moaning about?
But just to go back to Tesco's. So it's basically, they've got you over a barrel. They're basically saying, if you want your shopping to be half the price it would normally be, you have to give us your email address. That's blackmail. You're being blackmailed in... Do you want their shopping or do you want to pay full price?
Well, what do you...
It's out. That should be illegal.
Well, the thing... that yes, I totally agree with you. I will also say, where was I the other day? I think a clothes shop and they go... It was H&M. It was H&M and they went, if you sign up, you get 10% off all purchases. And I thought...
Right, yes, I've had that.
And I just thought, no. And it's not because of any sort of moral principle thing. It's I can't be bothered to fill out your form. So you're now making me...
You never think like a quid in H&M.
No.
You'd be saving yourself like 30 pence.
No.
I reckon I've been in H&M for in excess of 15 years. It's just too jazzy for me.
What do you mean jazzy?
You will occasionally take risks when it comes to sort of like, oh, he's got like a glittery scarf on. Here he comes. A sort of like slightly jaunty cardigan. I'm kind of straight down the line. I'm more of a classic.
Are you all right? Have you heard this word? Normcore.
Normcore.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. We've got enough words now.
I know.
We don't need any more.
I know.
We don't need any more.
Absolutely.
We've got too many of anything. We should cut. We should have a cull. Because every year it's like, oh, this word got added to the Oxford Dictionary. Oh, what is it? Oh, plugatistic. Oh, what does that mean? It's like I don't know. Sorry, that sounds like it's some sort of illness. But that was a terrible example.
He's got pluma. He's plugatistic.
Yeah. Sorry. I think if it is an actual medical condition, it's perfectly okay to add that to the Oxford Dictionary. Sorry. I mean, what we don't need is something to describe sort of someone's sartorial persuasion. What is normcore when it's at home?
Well, hang on a second. You can't talk about too many words and then use the word sartorial.
Why?
We don't need sartorial, though, do we?
But what does normcore mean? More to the point.
Normcore is apparently, as I understand it, it means that you dress normally, but you make a point of it.
Fucking hell. Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm normcore. I can't believe this. Oh, my God.
You're not normcore.
I'm definitely norm curious. I'm flirting with normcore. I don't like sort of like, you know, too much unnecessary detail or...
Have you ever worn black nail varnish?
Of course not.
What do you mean? I've heard of it. You've had dreads, haven't you?
Yeah. But that's a different vibe entirely.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. You with dreads. I wish...
I'm sorry. Also, what I should say... I've got nothing against it. Like, I think some guys look fantastic with like painted nails. I am not one of them.
I got sacked from the Odeon for having black nail varnish.
Yeah, I know you said. That's that's cool. I'm not someone that could kind of get away with that. I wish I was. You know, you kind of get to know your sartorial, to use that word again, limitations as you get older, and nail varnish is not in my remit.
So to go back to your point, H&M, right? Mm. So they go, if you sign up, 10% off. And it's like, so hang on. So now I have to make the choice. I have to pay you essentially to not fill out your form. That's what's happening now.
That's exactly what I mean. This is like, right, so you're now penalising people for not giving our data. You know, in a world where it's like, oh, guys, we appreciate, you know, with the whole emails, we appreciate that blah, blah, blah. So we're just checking if it's okay, if you wouldn't mind. And it was all of that sort of thing. Now they're strong-arming you. It's like, listen, mate, do you want to pay 50 quid for that or 30? 30? I thought so, sunshine. Let's have that email, please. Come on, hand it over. So they've gone from literally one extreme to the other, like, oh, you know, we don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable in any way. You know, if you don't want to give us your details, then that's absolutely fine. And that's like emails or 20 quid. What's it going to be?
If you want to pay under the rate for that cheese and ham sandwich, you fill in that fucking form now, you little kids.
Exactly, it is. It's sinister. It's like a protection racket. Like the model equivalent of the Cray brothers. I can imagine Ronnie and Reggie doing it. Every little helps. Even that sounds like a threat now. Doesn't it? Just imagine someone sort of having my arm up behind my back because get me in a headlock and going, all right, sunshine. Every little helps.
Every little helps, especially that little finger.